There was harmony in the music, there was harmony in the behavior of the people, and we had a good time.
So here we go, very exciting guest on the show this week, the man behind one of the most anticipated records of the year thus far, SG Lewis. Welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
Hello, mate. Yeah, great, thanks. Sort of chilling out at home, pretty bored in lockdown, but yeah, otherwise all good. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm all good, man. Practically the same, but yeah, good to hear you're all right. So it is no secret that you have been making music for quite a while now, whether that be in the form of collaboration, guest working, producing and writing huge pop records. But why now? Why did you see that now was the right time to put out a body of work in the form of your debut record?
I never wanted to kind of do a full-length record without a reason to. I know it sounds kind of obvious, but you know, I didn't want to make a full length just because I felt like I should be making an album with at least 10 tracks on it. And with the previous concept I did, kind of Dust, Dark, Dawn, it just made a lot more sense to split that into three EPs. Whereas with this album, there was enough music kind of centering around this kind of concept and this sonic plate as such that it just felt right. And I think that I've been making music long enough now that the idea of making an album just feels less daunting, and I think that I've hopefully gotten better over the years at making music, so I just feel like I'm able to kind of work quicker and to complete more music. So yeah, it just felt like the right time.
And what's the sort of time frame been for this record? Are they songs that you've had and written over the past, I don't know, 5-6 years? Are they a product of the past few months? How has it worked time frame wise?
It's pretty much day one after I released Dawn, which is the last EP that I did before kind of embarking on this. And it was from there, which is kind of, so you're looking at really about 18 months to 2 years worth of music and writing. But I went into the first lockdown with a load of songs and a lot, you know, like the sort of the workings of an album. And then it was kind of 5-6 months of me just in a room by myself finishing and sort of scrubbing up the minute little details and stuff. So that was kind of a lengthy process in itself. So I was fortunate that a lot of the songwriting collaboration happened before lockdown even hit and before Corona was a thing. So I kind of got lucky with that.
So I'm definitely going to ask you about the collaboration side of things in a moment. But first, you strike me as the kind of guy that is constantly working on and writing music, whether that be producing stuff, writing chords, writing lyrics. How did you come about deciding on what tracks to put on this record? What was the sort of criteria that they had to meet to go onto your debut album?
Yeah, I mean, I'm constantly kind of making, writing and sort of doing some kind of music on some level. But with this album, there was just this real kind of, there was a central focus on celebrating the present moment and kind of time as like a finite concept and how you kind of choose to spend that time and who with and how you choose to kind of celebrate that moment. But it meant that a lot of the music just shared this kind of euphoric celebratory element to it. And, you know, the album, different tracks explore kind of different pockets of, you know, euphoria, for instance. Like, you know, euphoria can kind of come in all shapes and sizes and different emotions, but I think there was this kind of just this dance floor focused euphoria to the majority of the record that kind of ties it all together.
And I guess you must kind of see it as a silver lining of this global pandemic, is that a euphoric, uplifting record is certainly what people need right now.
Well, I think it just changed meaning a little bit, because the concept sort of was there long before this happened, and it was kind of it was just really an ode to the experiences that I'd already had in clubs and, you know, on as a punter and both as a performer. And it was when I was looking back at my life, the kind of most significant experiences and memories that I had were kind of these moments shared with friends and family, and they're all kind of tied around music and the kind of sharing experience of music in a live setting. But once Corona sort of hit and sort of this sort of happened to the world, I think the perspective, the meaning didn't change, but the perspective shifted slightly in that while initially I imagined this album being, you know, servicing dance floors and being the soundtrack to some of those moments, I think now it serves as escapism from, you know, from a lot of what's going on, and it kind of hopefully can transport whoever's listening to it somewhere else for a moment and hopefully remind people of what that might feel like to be in those places and to be experiencing music in those environments.
So you touched on the collaborative side of this project a bit earlier. There are some huge names on your new record. Nile Rodgers, Robin, Channel Trey, Rye on the new track. How does the collaborative process work for you? Do you create these songs and have a certain artist in mind that you would like to jump on it? Or do you go into the studio with these artists with a blank canvas and just kind of see what comes out?
It's such a kind of mixed process, you know. Sometimes it'll be, so for instance, with the Channel and Robin song Impact, it was a case of me and Channel having the workings of Impact, but we left the studio without a chorus because we'd been drinking when we were working on it, and we got too excited and we were like, we should go out and party instead of finishing a song. So we didn't have a chorus. So that was a case of sending a song that didn't have a chorus to Robin for then her to sort of to interpret and to, you know, do what she does, and to she just delivered something amazing there. But then sometimes it's in the room, you know, it's a case of you know, for instance, there's the songs on the record that are just kind of start to finish in the room. You go in a room with nothing and you come out with a song. So it can really vary, and I never try to kind of lock down that process to being just one thing, because I think that you have to keep it varied in order to keep things fresh and exciting for yourself, I think.
So sticking with collaboration, something I actually heard from the Disclosure Brothers, and I wanted to ask you, have you ever had those sessions, now you don't need to name drop, where you've maybe walked away and thought, oh, this isn't really working, this track isn't going to see the light of day, it's not going to make it onto the record?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, that's happened a bunch of times. And, you know, I've definitely, there's been days where I've not bought my A game, and I've kind of gone home and sort of headbutted the wall and been like, you know, I wasn't on form today. And then there's been times where I've been disappointed, you know, and thought that an artist was something, or that they, you know, or even as people, maybe that they were a certain way and were something else. But I mean, I'm glad to say that, like, you know, the majority of artists and people that I get to work with tend to be super talented and really lovely. But yeah, it's definitely happened.
And is there anyone you've worked with on this record that you would say has helped improve you as an artist or a producer, someone that you feel you've really learnt from in the process of collaborating with?
I'd definitely say Robin as an artist. She's so specific about everything she does artistically, and it's down to, like, you know, mix decisions. It's down to, like, how long an outro should be. It's like the every single detail is thought about, and there's like a reason and an implication, and it just taught me to never just be like, oh yeah, that'll do, you know. It's like, because those details matter, and I think that part of the reason that people care about her music on the level that they do is because on either a subconscious level or a conscious level, they're aware that care into her artistry is being taken. So yeah, working with Robin and seeing the amount of detail she goes into just made me want to be that kind of meticulous in my own music.
And my final question, I know the prospect of playing live seems a very distant thought right now, but when you're a multi-instrumentalist creating these tracks, do you have in the back of your mind when you're creating them, how am I going to make this live? How am I going to play this with a band? How am I going to put this into a DJ set? Or do you kind of lay down the track, produce it how you want, and then worry about that later?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely comes after the thought. I think that I never tried to limit any process in the studio. And, you know, if a sound can be made in the studio, then I'll worry about it later. But there was definitely always a voice in the back of my head with this record, which is, you know, with it being having these ties to kind of club culture and the dance floor, there was just kind of a thought in the back of my head of, like, you know, what would this sound like in a room with full of people dancing, and how would rhythmically and structure wise, you know, how would it feel in those rooms? And that's kind of, I think that's pretty evident across the record. There's definitely a 4/4 kind of heartbeat to most of the record.
Well, with the current state of the world, the only room people are going to be listening to the record in is their bedroom. But nonetheless, I still cannot wait for it. SG Lewis, thank you so, so much for your time today, man. Really appreciate it.
Not at all. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
So the very long-awaited debut record from SG Lewis is called Times. It's out on February 19th. And before you go, SG Lewis, can you just introduce your new single to us, please?
What's up? I'm SG Lewis, and this is my new single, Time, featuring Rye. Thoughts coming up. I wanna play it. Don't waste this time. Feels like you play.
sun's coming up. I wanna play it. Don't waste this time. Feels like you play. Oh, with your high speed. Don't waste this time. You're making me so crazy. Don't waste this time. Sun's coming up. I wanna play. Don't waste this time.